Welcome back here with Dave and Leanne on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, often we finish up our show with a discussion a little bit about what we're hearing from people and what we're talking about, mm-hmm. right? And the pressure is mounting. Like the markets, people are exhausted mm-hmm. right now, Leanne, right? It's been 2 years of tough markets. Here we go back into a cycle where there's volatility and uncertainty again. And at this point in the cycle, what always happens is a capitulation trade, right? And I think we're getting close. I don't know if we're there yet, but we're getting close to that. And what that means is people just say, I've had enough, right?
Yep.
Throw their hands up, sell everything, go to cash or do something like that, right? Capitulate. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, just get out of the markets because they can't stand the volatility. They don't know where to go. And
right.
I think that's the common theme that at least I'm hearing from people that I'm talking to. Sure that yep. you're hearing a lot of it too. The question is really, where do you even start when you're investing in this environment? You have GICs on one side that are promising you, at least on a short term, 5-6%. You have the stock market, which is all over the place, given, yep. depending
not
on the day.
Not promising anything but pain right now.
There's nothing in there that's guaranteed ever, but right now it's really
right.
volatile.
Yep.
And then you have the bond market, which has been not behaving as people would have expected it to, say, 5 years ago. It
yep.
looks very different than it did 5 years ago. So it's really difficult, I think, right now for people to even decide where to put their money.
Right.
And when you say capitulation trade, a lot of that is, for a lot of people, they say, well, I'll just go to a GIC.
Right.
Because I can get between 5-6%, at least in the next couple of years for that. And at least I know it's safe, it's guaranteed. I'm not going to, quote unquote, lose money
right.
in that trade.
Right.
Now, is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, that's such a good question because it looks attractive. We haven't seen these kind of yields on cash for 15 years since the great financial crisis. And so we get into an environment where GICs or cash is offering decent yields and you've got volatility. And we have lots of conversations with people. Now, you've got to remember, I think that structure and discipline becomes particularly important here. And this is going to be hard to hear for people because structure and discipline, it's rare that I would say structure and discipline involves making big bets mm-hmm. on any one asset class. And so you think about cash, as attractive as it is today, does it form a portion of your portfolio today versus 5 years ago? Probably. Should GICs be a part of that? Okay. Depending on
yeah,
who you are.
Possibly.
They're a good tool right mm-hmm. now, right? Mm-hmm. And they haven't been there for 15 years. But you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater either. It's to say that all companies are no good, to say that all corporate bonds and government bonds are no good. That doesn't make sense, right? And so what happens is emotionally in these environments, people tend to make emotional decisions. We capitulate, we make a mistake. Here's some facts for our listeners. You know, cash or near cash is, if you look historically, the best performing asset class about 22% of the time, historically. And cash has been the best performing asset class for arguably 18 to 24 months, somewhere in there. So one of the risks that people face, which I don't know that they fully appreciate, if we make a big cash bet, particularly if it's into a locked-in product, like a 1 or 2 or 3 year GIC, or take it out further, the longer you lock that in, okay, the reinvestment risk gets higher and higher and higher. And what do you mean by that? Well, let's assume that we took a locked-in GIC and got 5.5%. Nothing wrong with that number, right? 5.5% in these markets mm-hmm. sounds really good. But at some point, the cycle turns. Inflation comes down, central banks win. If the economy has to go through recession, whatever the case that might be. And if you're locked in, okay, you can't actually exit that without giving up all that interest, if you can actually get the money, to get back in on asset classes that might have been absolutely sold off, right? So reinvestment risk is a very big one that people I don't think fully consider. Asset concentration, okay? So making it an all-in bet on one company, as an example. Hell of a fun ride when things go up,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you were all in on Meta this year, you loved it, but last year you lost 70% of your money in that year, right? So this notion of concentration risk, that's a pretty dramatic example, if you will, but it holds the same, right? So if your discipline and strategy says I should be concentrated somewhere for a reason, then I get that. But for most people in, let's face it, in retirement with a long-term strategy, boy, you are taking a very big risk if you do that. Although it seems like a very safe option, right? With the rates.
And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with from a strategic perspective. It's really hard to look at something that has gone down in value and say, I want to buy that.
Right.
Because there's the worry that you're going to see that price go down further.
Correct.
And there's no guarantee, there's no way of telling, for most people, where the bottom is.
Right. Well, you won't know that till the end.
Exactly.
Right? Till after.
Exactly.
History will tell us that, not the day.
Exactly. So that, I think, is the issue that a lot of people struggle with. It's very difficult to maintain a structure or a discipline when they have the emotion behind it, when they have that feeling of, but the stock market is volatile, it could go down tomorrow.
Good.
So it's hard to actually make a call to say, well, I'm just going to stay in the stock market.
Right.
Particularly when you're trying to live off of that money in retirement.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where we talk about, so there's a trading discipline and there's a wealth structure. And you know, we talk a lot about structuring your wealth in a way that protects you. So if you've got an income need, do what a pension plan does, and they call it liability matching. Okay? Just make sure that you've got assets set aside, which are separate from your risk assets, things like stocks, that you can draw on, mm-hmm. right? When you need income, so that you don't have to sell in down markets. Now, cash in this environment can be an effective tool there, right? To do that, keep a cash wedge in an account and then have some bonds later in there. Again, no risk assets, things like stocks, because they're too volatile. Keep all those risk assets like stocks in your growth, we call it growth bucket, which has a longer term horizon, right? But we're also talking a little bit about alternative assets. So if you look at pensions, some of the things that they're doing is exiting public markets and they're looking at private markets. So private lending, you know, private real estate, private businesses, these kinds of things. Now, it's not that they're without risk, because often they're illiquid and so on and so forth. So people have to understand where it fits and how it fits. But further diversifying into some of these other non-traditional asset classes, mm-hmm. things that are not specifically defined as cash, stocks, and bonds, right? Alternative to those can often be a good diversifier in the portfolio. Bring the risk down, the volatility. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you pick right, then enhance return over that period of time too.
Yeah, if you can have part of your portfolio where you've stepped away from the volatility of the public markets, it's definitely something that can enhance your comfort level.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's for sure with your portfolio.
For sure.
Over time. Now, the other question that I'm getting is, it's interesting because it's the, I'm not getting enough return
right.
in the stock market, but I don't want to take any more risk.
Right.
What would you say to that particular question?
Yeah, so the analysis has to be, is that just a moment in time or is that a long term? Okay. And I think it's good gut check time in general for people to sit back and say, is the amount of volatility I'm seeing in the portfolio acceptable? Again, the evidence is clear that over time, the stock market outperforms the bond market outperforms the cash market, right? So I think you have to go back and ask yourself the question, what am I trying to accomplish? And then you can use the different financial tools to accomplish different things, right? And that's why I said at the beginning of this segment, it's going to be tough to hear, right? Is there anything wrong with the stock market? Well, you know, stock markets going down are not fun, but it is part of the, what we call the systemic risk of being invested. It's part mm-hmm. of the cycle, mm-hmm. right? Now, trying to time that cycle, people would argue, you know, maybe somebody can do that. I haven't seen too many people successfully do that. But if you could time the highs and lows, well, you'd be a bazillionaire, right? Yes. But if you don't have the ability to do that, then you're like the rest of us where we have to have the appropriate structure and discipline to go through an entire cycle.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about this at our next seminar.
Right.
Tuesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Join us at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.